Barack Obama is set to give his farewell speech later this afternoon. He'll deliver his final words in Chicago, the same place where he launched his presidential campaign 8 years ago. Our Washington correspondent is Simon Marks. Good morning, Simon. What's Obama likely to say, do you think? Do you think he'll put the boot into Donald Trump?
Well, I'm not sure how much he's going to put the boot into Donald Trump. This is more, I think, going to be Barack Obama in a wistful mood, looking back over the achievements that he says that he has notched up in terms of domestic and international policy over the course of the last 8 years, trying to convey to the American public that he and his supporters argue his departure from the White House is a point of great historical moment here in the United States. And I think he is going to be looking back more than he's looking forward and talking more about himself and leaving the distinction that he'll draw between himself and Donald Trump more to inference than to anything else. But he's definitely in that wistful mood that I mentioned. You can hear it in his own words on a video that the White House has produced and uploaded to their website. Take a listen.
I'll be thinking back to being a young community organizer, pretty much fresh out of school, and feeling as if my faith in America's ability to bring about change and our democracy has been vindicated.
Vindicated, he says, and I think really that sets the tone for this speech. He's got an eye on historians and the way in which they are going to define his presidency. He will definitely talk about some of the signature issues that he's championed over the last 8 years in the Oval Office, things like the Affordable Care Act, known as Obamacare here. Also, of course, the opening to Iran that he oversaw and a domestic policy that he will argue has been far more inclusive and diverse than those presided over by his predecessors. This is very much Barack Obama laying out his legacy and hoping that the American public buy it and honour it.
And do you know what Obama's plans are for the next few years? I understand he plans to stay in Washington, but what will he do there?
Look, I think that's a huge question. We know he's staying here in Washington, D.C. He and Michelle Obama have bought a house in a very fashionable area of the city. The Secret Service has been kitting it out with all the security needed to protect him and the members of currently the first family when they leave the White House. They're staying here mostly because their two daughters are in school here in Washington, and they say they want to see at least this school year out. But the big question is, will Barack Obama honour convention and remain quiet about what happens here in Washington, at least during the first several months of Donald Trump's administration? Or is he going to find a way of weighing in as Donald Trump takes the levers of power here, sensing perhaps that the Democrats are still in something of a leadership vacuum? It's a very big question, and one of the reasons why so many people here in Washington are so keen to keep an eye on him.
And that's Simon Marks in Washington.